Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both producers and consumers of our great product, beef. It's Mike Landit filling in for Mark today, and today we have Chris Wollum, Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association president, on the line to talk about what him, myself, and Executive Director Ashley Cole did last week in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
It's going real good. Sun shining, breeze is blowing, nice day today.
That's for sure. I think we're getting ready. We're going to try to plant some wheat maybe this afternoon.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Tell us a little bit about how last week in Washington, D.C. went.
It was a very interesting trip for me, being my first trip to D.C. It was a very good learning experience. It was fun to see the different reactions from the different political leaders. But every single one of our Minnesota elected officials took the time to either themselves meet with us or have someone from their ag staff spend some time listening to us and our concerns and our questions out here in Minnesota. So it was very fun to be out there and to see the fact that they are very interested in hearing what we have to say.
I would agree with that. I also thought it was great that we got FaceTime with both senators and almost every representative. Like you said, they all personally took the time to meet with us and talk Minnesota beef. Could you fill us in a little bit on some of the priority issues that were discussed as we were going through the different meetings with our elected officials?
I sure can. One of the things that we spent a lot of time talking with to all of our elected people in D.C. was the fact that we're going to be planning for the Farm Bill coming up. We need to get ahead of this right now to make sure that we get the proper funding. We try to stress the importance of making sure that our ag bill is funded as much as possible to keep the full funding for our conservation programs and to make sure those programs remain voluntary. And also on the Farm Bill side of things, we talked about the need for a vaccine bank, an offshore vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease in case anything were to ever come up out here. We want to make sure we have that vaccine available to us so it's something that we can have available to us within days instead of being weeks out and facing billions of dollars of losses. Another issue that is affecting a bigger part of Minnesota every year is the Endangered Species Act and the wolves. It sounds like hopefully we will now be able to return the wolves back to the state control if things go right. You never know with politics. Things can change at the drop of a hat. But right now it seems like we had overwhelming support of getting the wolves up here in the Great Lakes area put back on the state management plan. So those were a couple of the top things that we discussed. And also spent some time talking about trade with TPP being basically eliminated with the new president. Talked about different methods that maybe we could start developing some bilateral trade agreements with some countries to hopefully make sure we can get beef moving out of our country and into the other parts of the world that are desiring it to help our product remain a good, viable product and increase our markets.
All right. One of the other things that I thought, talking about the ag policy and such was meeting with both senators and then finding their approval of Sonny Perdue, and hopefully we can get a commissioner of the USDA here soon, and we can get back to business as usual there, have somebody at the table for us. They seem to be doing a pretty decent job without anybody there, but it would be nice to get him confirmed and get that behind us.
Yes, they were both very much in favor of him, but it does seem like the confirmation hearing for him will probably be delayed until after the Easter break. We wish that we could get a vote on him and get him installed, and that way he can start putting his team together so we have the people on the ground to get this farm bill done. But I don't think we'll have a problem getting it through. He was one of our last nominations out there by our president, and it takes a little bit of time for the process, but I don't think that anyone is really against him by the looks of it. So it should happen, but just not quite soon enough. But we'll get there.
What else did you enjoy out there?
For myself, for being the first trip out there, it was just overwhelming at the sheer size and the volume of people that are out there every day trying to talk to our congressmen and senators. So it's very plain to see once you go out there firsthand why we need to have our voice out there, because if we're not there, everybody else is. It was fun. One of our congressmen made the comment to us that if we don't show up he doesn't know we exist. And if we don't tell him what our concerns are, everything, as far as he's concerned, is fine, and we don't have any problems out here. So it was very, very enlightening to see that, the fact that what we're doing is what we need to do. We need to show up, we need to have a face, and we need to have a voice. And if we don't, they're just going to assume that everything's okay and not worry about us. So that was probably one of the best comments I took away from the whole time.
All right. I also enjoyed the time that we got as part of the conference to have the opportunity to attend other meetings when they worked out. You know, they had the one with the EPA director, Scott Pruitt, lined up, talking to different states' representatives at some of the meetings. The ambassador from South Korea that was there. It was just all nice tied together to see, you know, great opportunity to learn things and just the progress we're making as a state.
That's right. We've done a great job in the past. We have to thank all of our previous leaders for our state organization of keeping us involved. And even though sometimes it seems like maybe our national level isn't on the same page, we all have to still belong so we can have the voice on the national level. And they're doing their best to represent all 50 states, so it's kind of a hard blend to keep everyone happy, but I think they're doing the best job that they can.
It's good to look back. We had a lot accomplished while we were out there, and it's good to know that our representatives here in Minnesota are behind the beef industry.
That's right. As long as well as, like you said, with the meetings that we had with the Legislative Conference and NCBA, it was fun to spend some time with our neighboring states and sharing their concerns, and we are all on the same page on a lot of the issues, and hopefully we can get things accomplished.
All right, Chris, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for KLGR for having us on again. And until next week, thanks for listening.